Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome in This League. Right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Because, you know, in this league, we don't butt for singles, Bogman. In this league, we don't like the shift.
In this league, we don't win games.
In this league, we give up 8 homers on opening day.
On opening day.
That's what we do. That's what happens here. But this is In This League. In This League live, because there are many iterations of In This League in the podcast form. And friendos, go check them out. Why wouldn't you? We had a pretty nutty episode on Friday. Not that the episode itself was nutty, just the topics around it. And we talked about opening day. We went through listener questions, but we also had Derek Carty from The Bat on, and he has just been enthralled in drama circling around his projections, The Bat and Fernando Tatis, and really it became about prospects. And we might have stoked the fire a little bit because this all went down the day before opening day.
I don't think so. I think we threw gasoline on it.
Oh, gasoline. Okay, so not just like poked at it and like, you know how like in those shows with, you know, Man versus Wild or whatever, they get the little kindling and they're like, put it over.
Yeah.
We went like.
No, we were the guy that
we were crushing the gasoline can and then putting a latch on it.
We're the guy that won a challenge, and they're like, we'll give you a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
And he's like, F this, I'm cold, I'm using the gas.
Yep, that's essentially what happened. But Wednesday it went down, it kind of died down a little bit, and then we had Carty on to just, you know, kind of be able to talk about his side, defend it a little bit, and then it picked right back up after our episode went down, and lots of people involved. The fantasy community, a buzz about it. But I don't know, I think it as much as it picked up.
I have to address something right now.
What?
You are dragging out these words recently. This is a Welsh trend.
What are you talking about?
You're hard peeing. You know, you're That's you. And then buzz. You just did like super ultra radio guy thing where he at like he extends
Weenie
the word
the butts.
And then adds a vowel at the end of it. Buzz.
Listen, man. We've been doing radio / podcasting for a long time. We're just having a conversation about some people that we've interacted with that like don't understand. Like we're not like, I don't know. Spore's been around for a long time, but like we've been doing this for a very long time. You got to change it up, just like a relationship. We got to switch up. We can't still be doing the same bits we were doing 6 years ago when In This League started up. We got to do some new bits. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, God damn it. It drives me crazy. Please don't do that bit. Do any other bit.
It's just time to time. It's not like always.
Okay.
Fight about it?
I had to just cut it. Now I had to nip it because it's been, I don't know why.
Would
but
you
when
say
I hear,
you had to nip it?
Nip it.
But yeah, right. So as far as all the other iterations of not this show, there was some stoking, some gasoline turning, all that stuff. I thought it was a good episode, a lot of good conversation, but a lot of buzz around it and and just a lot of stuff. But we had the prospect podcast. I did the season start top 100 list. I thought that was a fun episode of mine. And Bogman has been churning out NFL draft content. 4 podcasts have dropped on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast feed, so go follow that. And you dropped NFL quarterback ranks, running back ranks, NFL draft, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. And starting up this coming week, I believe Monday, you're finally going to have that list that's going to be available on our Patreon for people to look at the fantasy rank of the NFL draft prospects.
Right. Of course, the ranks are going to change depending on where these guys get drafted.
As they should, though.
But going into the draft, like the guys that I like and I have some more work to do on wide receivers in particular because it's a really deep class.
Can I address something with you for a second? I have never known you to be so – you are so anxious about this thing. Like, you're – we're going to talk about something in a minute that you're doing as a cool, fun thing for in this league for Diamondbacks losses. You put yourself out there all the time. We're self-deprecating. We do all this ridiculous stuff. I have never seen you more, like, timid and anxious about this list that you've been working. This has been an 18-month process, and you're finally doing it. You have to, like, have a side address to everything we talk about. We talk about the list. I'm like, hey, you're going to have this great list. You're like, well, it's always going to be updating. And I'm like, yeah, dude, everyone knows that. And you're like, okay, I've been doing a lot of work, but I got to do some more work. Dude, whatever you do, it's going to be great. People are going to love it because people want to digest content and they believe in you. Change it every goddamn day. Be wrong. It doesn't matter. Put it out there. Believe in yourself, Bogman.
It's not about being wrong. It's about getting an actual good look. And it's tough with, like, running backs and quarterbacks weren't that tough. And to be honest, like, there's just not much to say about running backs. It's like, okay, this guy, he does this, he does that. But wide receivers, it's tougher to watch because you get, when you watch the cut-ups, that's what I do is I watch the cut-ups of the plays that they're involved in.
Is that the industry term, the cut-ups?
Well, I don't know what it's – that's what I call them.
I was praying was that was like – that was a term for you guys. You're like, well, no, I was just watching the cut-ups.
No. I was watching whatever they are. They're like
– like the reels.
Yeah, they're like – they're not really highlight reels. They're like – someone will take like N'Keal Harry versus Oregon, right? And they'll take all the plays that he's involved in, slice them up into an 8-minute file and watch it.
That's
job. What's that?
That's a thankless job for that person.
It is. Well, these guys have Patreons and stuff, so I want to try to get them on the show to promote their stuff since I've been using it so much.
Yeah.
But anyway, I watch those, and, with a wide – like, we'll just take N'Keal Harry. He'll block for 5 minutes out of the 8-minute tape, so I only have 3 minutes of catches. So sometimes I have to go back and rewatch him, and an 8-minute film turns into a 15-minute film, and I got 8 games to watch. You know what I mean? So I want to get a complete look as in-depth, and I'm not a scout, so it probably takes me a little bit longer than it would for those guys to watch this stuff. So I just want to be – I just want to make sure I have a complete look because some guys you can take, 3 or 4 games on, and you don't really get a good look. And that's especially hard with the stupid tight ends.
I have just never experienced you so, like, the.
Well, you also think I'm timid. I just don't have time.
It's not like that you're timid. It's just like
I haven't had time to watch this.
But, like, you have this very, like, secondary, like, well, if I do this wrong and this could be wrong. And it's like.
I do have that.
But you shouldn't. These are fantasy lists. I have a top 500 fantasy baseball prospect list. Things are going to get wrong. The problem is there are, similar to what you're talking about, where it's like you don't have time. Most people don't have any time. We do this as an industry. People are going to appreciate somebody that can break down the NFL prospects from a fantasy perspective, and you're able to do that.
Is there a more divisive thing than prospects? I mean, from having our show on, having Derek Carty on our show and the reaction we got
from
those guys.
I don't think
it's different. I think it's kind of the same. What I don't want to do is land in one of those things. You know what I mean?
But we don't put ourselves in those.
It's bad enough having to hear from Huskers fans about how great all their players are and how everybody else sucks football one.
Okay,
so
there's two things here. That's why there's a mute button. And that's also why it's part of our Patreon. We do a ton of crap on our Patreon. It's for the people that appreciate and enjoy what we do and want to digest our content. And also, the stuff around Carty and Fernando Tatis Jr. and the Prospects Live guys and all that, it's centered around Major League Baseball for fantasy projection systems and how projection systems can articulate to a prospect, because prospects are a whole nother ball. Half of prospects time in the minor leagues. Here's what everyone tells you. I don't worry about the numbers. Don't think about the numbers. Poor pitching, overage for here. He was working on this. In the AZL, the Angels were all adjusting on swing. Scouts were telling us that you couldn't even trust anything we saw in the AZL. There's so much. So we go through this entire period, or at least half of it, in the minor league for baseball, where it's like, I don't trust the stats. Well, that's kind of a realm of what projections have to do. So the fight ended up being basic projections and the pieces they take to project prospects, and then accumulating actual scouting grades and talent, and they just don't correlate. It's not the same when you're making a list of
Akram Wadley. It's Akram Wadley's fault.
Is that what it did? Akram Wadley screw this whole thing up for you?
He really did. God, I was so excited about goddamn Akram Wadley, and he was like, really, the combine ruined him, and you know, it didn't get better getting deeper in the process. But I just, like, I want to be better than I have in the past, and being better takes more time.
Okay, I agree.
And that's basically what it has boiled down to. That plus, you know, trying to get all this stuff done in the middle of baseball prep season. You know, you'll notice that 4 episodes came out right around when opening day was, because baseball for us, the biggest part, hardest part of the year, not the biggest part, but the hardest part of the year was coming to a close.
But that's why I also told you, having it out there is the first step. Trust me.
Of course, getting
to that place is your biggest hurdle. Once you have it out there, then you can continue to work off of it, because you know
And I'll be better about it next year, because I didn't realize it was going to be this time consuming.
Well, as soon as the NFL draft is done, we've already talked about it. Hopefully, you're going to already start having these college prospects that'll be on an NFL draft thing. So we want, for people that are in dynasties and we play in a 3-sport league, to be able to consume what the upcoming year's draft has. Bogman is a really good source for that, and it'll finally be out there. Here's another thing that Bogman is a really good source for. Content. Here is what we came up with, and it went off like gangbusters. So I don't remember exactly where it was, if it was here on the In This League Live, if it was on the In This League Baseball show, but we're self-deprecating. We also are realists to know that the Diamondbacks are going to be trash this year. You hold out these little hopes, which is silly. You're a silly goose for it. I have a realization that this team should...
Hold on, excuse me.
You're still a goose.
What hopes do I hold out?
You kind of had like, they might be competitive this year.
The roster is not horrific, but like you said, and you've said this many times, so I think you would be in the same camp, that the roster is too good right now. Either tear it down or trade for things.
No, you are right about that. You are right about that.
They're middling. I don't like that. Middling teams can stumble into a playoff spot, and I don't like that. So they're middling. So they're going to be annoying the whole year. They're going to win some, they're going to lose some, and they'll probably finish 10 games below 500.
I mean, and that will become a whole thing if that happens. So here's what we needed to figure out. As fans of baseball, we do 2 shows. We know we're in for a bad season. I mean, baseball is our biggest product of what In This League does, though Bogman is doing a good job at making football the 1A. Right now, it's the 1B on here. But we needed to find a way to make this season tolerable, figure out what the hell we can do. So what we came up with was, if people had listened a while back during the offseason, we did an episode, which is our infamous episode. Not famous, our infamous episode, where Paul Goldschmidt got traded, and we called it the Emergency Podcast. And we went for about 30 minutes lamenting, cursing, and Bogman was so angry, he said, I'm going to Carl's Jr. because I'm going to eat my sorrows away. And I said, we're going to record it. And we did, and it became everyone's favorite thing. So we came up with this idea that every Diamondbacks loss this season, Bogman would go to Carl's Jr. and we would start with a video series. So the first loss would be a video of Bogman eating Carl's Jr. Every loss after that, there would be a video that follows that would go under the thread, and presumably we might have a 90 to 100 video series. And we would tag Carl's Jr.
We better not have 100.
We might. We would
62
tag,
and 100? Come on.
They lost. They went. Didn't they have 55 wins like 10 years ago?
That was in, oh my God, that was like 2007. That was 12 years ago.
Oh my God. Okay. I said 10. I'm with that.
It might have been 2000. I think it was actually 2005.
Okay. So a while ago, whatever. But there's going to be a lot of losses. So there's going to be a video after every single loss that tags Carl's Jr. and the Diamondbacks in it. And Bogman is going to tell different stories every time about why he's upset. The Diamondbacks
lost.
You're
going to lament the loss.
Yeah, you're going to lament the loss, and you're going to eat. Sometimes you might be eating. Sometimes you might be showing the food. Sometimes you might be ordering. It is going to be content we do all season long. Plus, once a week on the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, we will have a Carl's Jr. in review. A quick little segment where we review what went down on the Carl's Jr. We're going to have fun
all
with it.
All of the food, all of the offerings that Carl's Jr. had for the week.
So the Diamondbacks got their asses rocked on opening day because Zach Greinke is garbage and the Diamondbacks are garbage. And Bogman went
garbage.
And Bogman, of course, was given money by a listener because our listeners love to feed our misery.
I don't know why do you hate that so much that they give me money to go do stuff?
Because they don't give me money.
It enables me.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. A lot of people gave me money to help out with very serious issues.
Do we want
to
add up recent events?
No. I get that. Well, I mean, people want to help me in serious situations. People just want to
watch me kill myself.
People want your just normal everyday living to be fed by them, literal food or video games.
Well, I got money for the second one too. So.
Jesus Christ! So Bogman gets money and he orders. He does the video. He puts it up. I wake up this morning. It was Friday morning. This is 12 hours after the video. 150 something likes. Important people get like 1,000 retweets and 10,000 likes. We don't get that. Bogman has never had something that's had 100 likes. Where is it at right now? Is it pushing 200?
165.
Yeah. So. I mean, you might be 200 by the end of the weekend, and it'll keep going because this entire thing is going to be done. Were you shocked when you woke up and you saw that many likes of you eating Carl's Jr. and saying that this is you're punishing yourself, essentially?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised by the amount of replies and the amount of mean replies.
Well, save those when we got to go to break here in like 30 seconds. Well, let's lament on that one guy. Yeah. But overall, it was actually pretty positive over negative, right?
Yes, very much so. So I think someone said this man is a goddamn American hero.
Well, that wasn't just somebody. That was our guy, Ryan Spader.
Well, Spader said that. I don't think he threw in the GDs, but yeah, someone else. Like, I've gotten American hero multiple times.
Yeah, well, our guy, Ryan Spader. Ryan Spader is a big deal. Spader got, he quote tweeted, I think, and he said, this man is an American hero, and he put under the tweet the Hogan going, dan, dan, dan. I love it. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Bogman's eatery of the Carl's Jr. and Diamondbacks losses. Plus, we're going to talk about opening day, the rest of what's going on in baseball. Plus, there is some football news. Some guys got traded. And one guy retired. So don't go anywhere. More In This League is coming up right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
How would you like to manage
In This League
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you?
Scott Bogman.
I got
Chris Welsh.
The other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back. Wild Thing. In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In This League.
Bad Thing.
Was that your Twitter?
You made my heart sing.
You're going to make your heart stop with all that Carl's Jr.
You make every artery clogged up.
Oh, Fat Thing. So it is something we have to worry about sometimes because we forget. There's a couple sides to being on the internet. Is first off, because we're, you know, we bust each other's balls. We're self-deprecating. We're built around humor and stuff like that. That people think they're in on that. They think they know us. They think they're justified for some of the things. But also sometimes people are just Aspergery and they don't have any way to no true understanding of how to talk to people. And people just say,
because of the Aspergers,
the rudest things. And I didn't think about that when we were doing the video series. And then I was going through, I'm like, man, people are having fun. I'm like, oh, a couple questionable ones. And then there was one at the bottom where it was like, you must click here to view more. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And you did get one bad in the first 24 hours. And what was that one?
It was just one guy saying, you look like a slob. And look, admittedly, I do look like a slob, but it's kind of part of the bit, right? You're sad. You're eating horrible food because you're sad or upset or angry or however it is. shut up. And, you know, and to be honest, like my hair,
with cats and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. My hair is in this crazy stage right now where there's not a whole lot I can do with it. So that was after like I took a video.
You're in like Rosie O'Donnell stage right now.
Yeah, a little bit. If I shave my, you know, I look like transitioning orphan Annie right now is what I look like. So if I shave my beard, I'd look like Pat from Saturday Night Live for you older fellas.
I mean, that's definitely what you should have led with instead of the first one. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Who cares?
But that one, you're 100% right. You shave that beard and you are Pat.
Right.
It's Pat.
Exactly.
It's Boggs.
Yeah. You know, all that stuff. So. So it's not a great look for me, and I can give that up.
But you don't need people telling you it's
yeah.
Not.
What are you? What are you, my mother? You need to tell me that I look like a slob. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Appreciate it. So yeah.
It is pretty bad. But you know,
I'm
what?
Sure he's one of those. Oh, I just tell it like it is. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Block. I'm gonna tell it how it is too.
I'm getting more angry talking about it right now. So
yeah,
I almost responded with something vile.
I would say you had a really good one.
It would have been a mic drop, but I'm better than that, so I didn't do it.
I'm not.
So
I would have. I'd have mic drop that. I don't let people talk to me like that. So, but you're a better person than me. You're a better person. But you know what? You're also a better person because you put yourself out there, and we're gonna have fun. And I don't want to give it all away here, but on Monday's episode, we got an incredible tweet about the pure
tweet.
Velocity of what this is going to entail. Someone statistically broke down what you're in for, and we're gonna talk about that on Monday's episode. But I think it's cool. I hope it gets somewhere. Let's get a sponsorship deal. Let's get some interaction. Maybe you'll get like a year's worth of Carl's Jr. that you won't want, because by the time you got it, you'll probably be 60 games in. You're
well,
going
now
to never
I'm
eat
almost
Carl's
regretting
Jr.
this bet with DVR that I bet DVR that if Billy Hamilton gets sent down for poor performance, he has to buy me all you can eat Carl's Jr. I think at the end of the season, I'm not going to want any damn Carl's Jr. anymore.
You're
going
to have to change that. Well, unless, like I told you before, unless you grow like a dependency, it's like alcohol.
Like
you're
a dependency.
Get shakes.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're going to shakes. You're like, I need that Western bacon.
CAA. So, you know, CJA, Carl's Jr. Anonymous. So.
Here is one thing, though.
It's me and all the other fat, sweaty guys.
The Diamondbacks.
Shirts that don't fit.
Man, that is the worst
sweat
bit,
stains
too.
Everywhere.
The shirt thing. The Diamondbacks are going to lose a lot of games this year. This is just what we're in for. But here's what I'm worried about, and I just thought, had never thought about this before. What if you get Taco Bell sick from Carl's Jr. at one point, and you visit
the
porcelain?
Well, the bit will have to. I'll be traded to Boston Market for the four turns to be named later or something.
Or Arby's or something.
Whatever. Like, if I get Taco Bell sick, I just won't physically be able to eat it.
All right. Well, so. If everyone wants to follow along, at Bogman Sports and at Is It The Welsh, this would be a season-long bit. Every time the Diamondbacks lose, you're going to get the video. We'll be playing along with it on the Endless League Fantasy Baseball podcast. That'll be a ton of fun. Like opening day kind of was, besides the Diamondbacks. Bogman did a live stream, which was great. I was tweeting about stuff. You know, we were into just the fullness of opening day, though it felt a little empty because, like, we weren't at a game. You know, we're usually at an opening day for the Diamondbacks, but they're on the road for two series. Which, by the way, we might be able to get I might be getting those Boston Red Sox opening tickets, by the way.
Ah, what is that Friday?
I think so.
I think it's Friday.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No idea why. Figure something out, but I don't know. I'll know earlier this week, so we might be gone. But it felt a little bit empty. But what was, and I still hold that the emptiness truly to me came from these stupid Japan games that like kind of killed.
Really?
Yeah, it killed the opening day vibe because it wasn't like, oh, real baseball season's here. And I was like, look, Robinson Cano, first homer of the season. And everyone's like, Stephen Piscotty. And I'm like, ah, oh, god damn it. That was like a week ago. It's lame. I hate it.
Like how Tim Beckham already has three bombs. So
he's amazing.
He has been amazing.
What
so.
About give me your best or it could be the best performance or the most exciting performance from opening day, because we had Scherzer and DeGrom go off. Baez shut everybody up. There's a lot of great stuff from opening day. Clearly, it's not Zach Greinke. But what was your opening day highlight?
The opening day highlight was actually enjoying the Carl's Jr. once I finally made the video and was able to eat it. So, but it's got to be Lorenzo Cain.
But what did
with
you get
that
again?
Catch to save the game. So,
but what did you get? What did you?
I got the double Western bacon cheeseburger combo, large size, of course.
A double Western cheeseburger?
Well, yeah.
Oh, is there a single?
I have no idea. There, yeah, I'm sure there is.
You're like, if there is, I never ordered it.
Right. Why would I get the single? Have you seen me?
All right.
One guy said that I'm in mid-season form.
Oh, I mean, that one was kind of funny, but also was a little too close to home.
I mean, look, I didn't get mad at those. There was one guy that said, hey, looks like it's August already, you know, stuff like that. Like, at least
Wait, you didn't tell me that one.
I didn't tell you that one?
No, that one's a little too far.
Yeah, I can hear the smile on your face right now.
I mean,
and that one's a little too far. Like, it's funny.
It's funny, but... I don't know.
I mean, you would have blocked him and found out where he lived and burned his house down, but... for me, like, I can, if you're being funny, I can appreciate it.
It doesn't mean I don't actually like us. I just don't think people actually like us.
Enough people actually like us.
I mean, based on your likes, that's true.
Yeah. And there were many people voicing real concerns, you know, like,
what, who was that lady?
Some lady wanted me to go get my vitals done before and after the season. Like, people think this is supersize me, which, by the way, you know, I said I go to Carl's Jr. every day. I didn't say I would go get a number 4 combo double Western
for
bacon
every meal.
For every meal. Right. So, like, you know, there's going to be
people not know you already do this. It's just not Carl's Jr. every single day. You already do this every day.
Terribly. So what is everyone talking about?
But I mean, it's just like one day it's Wendy's and one day it's Boston Market. Maybe it's Subway one day. Like, you're already doing a version of this.
Yeah, I took a break and had nachos today. It was much better. So that's the healthy. It had chicken in it. So it's healthy, clearly.
Del Taco?
But No, Federico's.
Ooh, real Mexican.
Right up by me. But yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Thanks a lot. Now I'm hungry. Now
are you
thinking
actually
about Jr.? Going to Pita Jungle or something?
Do you think you'll ever get Carl's Jr. outside of the bet for the next 6 months?
No. Why would I?
I don't know.
No, I gotta save it for this. But there'll be days like the Diamondbacks will lose 9 in a row, and I'll go through and get a soda. You know, that's technically having Carl's Jr.
You should just get a soda and then just throw it at the building and then drive away. That should be the video. It'll be great.
What I should do is grab the soda and then just do a live stream while I drive downtown to the stadium and then just dump it out like right on the front steps.
That would be great. That would be a really good one. All right. So your favorite moment of opening day was Lorenzo Cain robbing
that
ninth inning home run from, oh God, who the hell was it now? I don't remember.
It was Jose Martinez.
Oh yeah. You know what? By the way, in the video, it looked like Carlos Martinez for a minute. I was like, is that Carlos Martinez? But it was Jose Martinez hits it to center. Lorenzo Cain jumps. It was going over and he took that back, which would have tied the game up for Josh Hader. And also big news on Hader because he had a 2-inning save. He looked great. Tons of swinging strikes. Striking dudes out. I think he had 4. He did give up that last one, which is a little concern. But having him be that dominant is huge because
when someone throws that hard, all you got to do is throw the bat out. If you catch it at the right time, ball's going.
But
that's
why he's got to keep him off his toes. And you got to have an arsenal, which he does. But it's even bigger news because Corey Knebel is going to have Tommy John, and he is out for the year. And Jeremy Jeffress has been hurt, and the only thing that's still looming out there is the potential Craig Kimbrell, who's just sitting on his ass watching just like we are, and he's sitting there waiting for a gig, and he was tied to the Brewers. I just don't know. Do you think the Brewers are going to make that commitment? Do you think they'd be more willing to make the commitment now because Knebel is having TJ?
No, I think that Craig Kimbrell wants too much money. I think they probably knew that Knebel was going to have TJ. So I don't think that factors into the decision that much at all. I think he just wants way too much money. I think that's the whole reason he hasn't signed. Like, you know, it's funny because at the end of the year, we use him as the example of like, look at how much better NFL free agency is. It's so much better because guys are actually signing. We still have effing Craig Kimbrell over here unsigned. And then now it's, you know, day 2 of the season, day 3 of the season. We're like, yeah, and Craig Kimbrell's still unsigned.
Those reports, too, of Dallas Keuchel out there throwing, was it 95-pitch simulated games every 5 days to keep into shape with Scott Boris, just waiting for that call, just waiting for that one team to give that call.
Well, someone's going to have someone blow out their arm, and then, you know, they'll get a call. And someone is going to have – some team is going to have terrible, terrible you know, bullpen issues, and Craig Kimbrell's going to get a call. Like, those guys are going to play this season. It's
Brewers
just annoying.
Almost had it.
Yeah, it's just annoying that they can't be on a team right now. So and I have Kimbrel in like four leagues. So
I do too.
Four shares, not as many shares as Matt Shoemaker.
Welsh, you were all steamed up about Shoemaker after Friday.
Yeah, what did he do? Great job.
I didn't see.
I think it was 8 strikeouts. I have to pull it up here, but it was 7 scoreless. So QS for my guy Matt Shoemaker. Of course, it was. You know, I don't know. Do games against the Tigers really count? It's better than the Orioles, right?
Orioles are they're hard to watch. I was watching too in the morning. I was watching that Yankees game, and Trashner is exactly what you think. It felt like this dude just teeing up balls. That team it's like Jonathan Villar and just a bunch of guys. Like, I was watching Chris Davis, and I haven't felt bad in a while, like watching a baseball, but I felt bad. Like, he just looks so defeated and lost, and it's hard to feel bad for him.
He's got
to
be there because he makes so much money.
He makes so much. Trucks have to back up the cash that he's making, and he has to know he is one of the biggest disappointments of all time. One of the worst contracts of all time. I mean, Zach Greinke is an embarrassment. At least he's playing at some type of a level. Chris Davis doesn't know
he's doing. He's playing at that Chris Davis level on opening day. Matt Shoemaker, 7 innings, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. So no earned, no runs given up. And that was on, you know, they limited to 87 pitches. So we know that he has issues staying healthy. So only 87 pitches for him, too. So pretty good.
Yeah, I would say
pretty good.
Pretty good. As far as opening day goes, I think there were a lot of fun stuff. I like seeing Javier Baez. I'm a Javier Baez fan. So seeing him have the 2 homers after we spent, you know, 3 months, and everybody spent the 3 months in the offseason just talking about how, you know, Javier Baez can't live up and can't, you know, create his value. And I'm even one of those guys, like, just worried overall about it. It was nice to see that. It was nice to see Bryant drop a bomb. The duel between Scherzer and DeGrom was fantastic. But let me throw this out to you. And we put a poll out that was on the last podcast, the In This League Baseball podcast, that reviewed opening day. But we put a poll out, and I'd have to say, from just kind of like an intrigue perspective, because I'm not sure anything really pulled me. I mean, the Kane thing was like, it was awesome to watch. But nothing else got me like super jacked up. But from an intrigue perspective, my favorite thing about opening day was probably Madison Bumgarner. He did get the loss, but he looked really effective. He mixed up his pitches. He didn't get into the fastball a ton. He was throwing the cutter. His velocity was up a notch, though Eno had kind of talked about.
You need a smoke machine and some nyeh-nyeh-nyehs behind you, because you are the Madison Bumgarner hype man.
I'm not trying to be. I own one share of Madison Bumgarner. But what I'm saying is he's one of those dudes where everybody was done. I mean, post 200, he fell like a brick in TGFBI. Everybody hates him for everything. And I get it. He's a giant. He has a very hateable face. He has a resting bitch face and stuff like that. But like he was so counted out, this 29-year-old pitcher. And he came out, he recognized his deficiencies, and he pitched around it. And he got a ton of swinging strikes. His velocity was up a tad bit. But like I was saying, Eno had kind of talked about the variance is a little worrisome, because he might not have more in the tank, and it could even drop down into the like high 80s. But anyways, 9 strikeouts, 7 innings, only 1 walk, and he got a bunch of, you know, bunch of strikeouts and swinging stuff. That is a positive return. And what that does for me is it creates fantasy intrigue, because if he can wrap a couple more around, there might be a ton of value if you own him in trading. But we did a poll, and there were like about 300 people that voted on it. And the consensus was close to 70% saying, it's a trap. It's a trap.
Let me ask you something. If I offered you Ross Stripling right now for Madison Bumgarner, what would you say? Would you tell me to kick rocks, pound sand, F myself? Or would you be like, well, he's coming off that good start.
I would say no.
Okay.
Because I'm not as much of a Ross Stripling guy as you are. But it's right, not far off. I had to think about it.
You sound a little confused. You sound like you might not say no.
Well, no. I'm just trying to tell you, like, it's not far off. And unfortunately, okay, that's where his value is right now. I think 7 out of 10 people would get rejected on a trade if they offered their Bumgarner to get Ross Stripling, because Stripling is so hyped. And Bumgarner.
I would take
is such...
Bumgarner right now. So I'm with you.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
I'm,
me too.
I'm with you because I'm worried about the long-term bullpen and his role and all that stuff. Of course, I think you have to be a little worried about it.
You should be.
But I think that is pretty close. Now, 2-3 good starts from him, and you start swinging it up to real players. You know what I mean? Real, real good players. But a couple bad starts, and he's going to start getting cut. So it's so weird that he's teetering on this. Even after a really good performance, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's definitely teetering right now.
Yeah, he is one of those guys, and it's just that's why it was interesting to have the conversation, and that's what we were doing. We're going to have more of it, so don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little bit more about opening day. We'll talk about some stuff going on Friday, the depression that it is watching one certain Cardinals first baseman, and a whole bunch more. So don't go anywhere. You can follow us on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports, and go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. More in this league coming up. Don't go anywhere. I can go get some Carl's Jr. He might have time, but you might have to stream.
No.
So. Oh, no? Okay. All right. We'll be back then.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Let me tell you something about patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where you can come have so much fun with Bogman and I. And you can get all the perks. Did a chat on Friday. Pretty good chat, by the way. Pretty solid, Boggs.
Yeah.
We're always lamenting about the chats a little bit, but...
No, we aren't. You are.
What's
so.
A royal we, Boggs?
We... I don't like the royal we.
Well, it's all we're one. We're hetero life mates. We are one. Everything I go through, you go through. And everything you go through.
I don't remember having to have my gallbladder out or you having a kidney stone, but okay. So,
yeah. Oh man,
yeah. I guess we suffered the same. So,
well, we do. I mean, when I pinch my arm, can you feel this?
I can't feel it, but no. I can't feel most of my extremities. So, you know, too much Carl's Jr.
Okay, so. You'll feel it a little bit later. But people can come check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. We're going to kick back into the secret shows, get back into multiple in the month of April. We've got the group me rooms, we do the chats. Bogman did a live stream. People are asking me to do a live stream for the opening day of MILB. I just don't know if I can do it. I want to.
I told him you'd probably be at work.
Yeah, I'll be at work. I'll be at work when it's going on. Yeah, I have a job. So I'll try. I might, even if I can just get an hour in, I'm going to attempt to do something. But all of that stuff lives on our Patreon.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, guys, if I shut everything off, it's because somebody walked into my office. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, my God, look. Oh, hi. How are you? Yep. Just doing my work right here. Don't mind that. Those are just the people that are watching me do my work. I'll tell my boss. I'll be like, I actually Twitch my work. It's the new thing. We don't play video games on Twitch anymore. You just Twitch when you're at your job.
Yes.
And people watch and they pay.
When you're a hard worker. And I have a ton of views because they only like to watch really hard workers.
Tons of subs because of
my
hard work.
They like it when
work.
They're ignored completely. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'll do that. But people want to support us. People want to have fun with us. People want to support Bogman and all his exploits. Patreon.com/ITL Army. It's where it goes down. And that's all that we're asking for. It's not too much, right? Just like Bumgarner. Not asking too much for him to be 75, maybe 85% of what he was before. That's a top 100
player. If you're trading him this second, right now,
okay,
what do you think you would expect to get back?
I mean, can you? You're not doing it for another pitcher. It's probably a position player, right?
Okay, what I'll do? I'm gonna go and look and see what his Yahoo preseason ranks were. And
Bumgarner was inside the top 100 for the preseason ranks, but most people were taking him. I don't know. His ADP is more interesting because he didn't go at his rank. He was going. His ADP was going much lower.
All right. His preseason was 108. Can we use that? Is that a decent?
You know
line?
What? Yeah, because that must have been the I mean, I don't know if they adjusted it. That seems a lot more like where he was actually going. Because there was a time where Bumgarner was ranked around the 70s.
Right.
So
right.
Yahoo, are you looking on Yahoo?
Yeah, I'm looking on Yahoo.
Yeah, they just adjusted. That's
yeah, they updated. Like, that's why I'm always nervous about doing our ranks episode. Because, looking at the rankings. Episode, yeah. That episode, because they change so often. But
and how many times
we usually do it early enough. So.
And how many times the episode has like been done, and then literally the next morning they've done a rank update.
Like it's only happened twice, because what I like to do now is wait until right after they do one, and then do all the rankings. But here are the players: 100 to 109 are almost. I think everything except Bumgarner is a bat here. So 101 is Victor Robles.
I mean. Yeah, you probably have to drop down a notch.
E5, D. Gordon. D. Gordon, who's hitting 9 now.
I don't think I would. Would you trade Bumgarner to get... Well, I don't know why I'm asking you.
Why you're asking me, dude.
I
definitely wouldn't.
Okay, keep going. That's not what... I would trade Bumgarner for Robles or E5 in a heartbeat, so...
Travis Shaw is right after them at 104. I think I'd take Shaw.
Yeah.
David Peralta, for me, you know, I would want him.
Yeah, I would. Are you going up or are you going down?
I'm going down.
Like down in rank. Like you're
I'm going
inside
from 100
the top
100. To 109, and then I'll give you the guys after that.
But give me the 120s, because I feel like that's going to be more of a realistic. Well, I just feel like that's a more realistic.
Will Myers,
range.
Eloy, Tim Anderson is in there at 109, one spot below him. Would you do Tim Anderson? You take Tim Anderson, right?
I don't know.
Over Bumgarner?
I'd rather probably have Bumgarner.
Okay. Turner, Cano, Devers, Brantley, and Ciarte, all over him, right?
Yeah, I'd love to get Devers. If I could get Devers for Bumgarner, that would be something I'd try to do.
Brantley, I already said. Ciarte, Moustakas, Peraza, Mazzara, Moncada, Miggy. You're taking all those guys ahead of Cabrera.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You mean
Bumgarner. Bumgarner, yeah.
The only thing that's tough about this conversation... And I'm not in this place, and I know there are people that are in it, is I'm not of the belief that Bumgarner is absolute trash now. I don't think he's Ian Kennedy, and I think there's still something in there, and I think it's a positive sign seeing somebody that understands and recognizes a deficiency in what they're doing and switches it up. But he's going to have to do it a lot, and he doesn't have a lot of room for he doesn't have a lot of wiggle room here. But what I'm getting at is, like, I don't think he's garbage, so I don't want to trade him just for anything, because
right,
he's still
we're
an
just
asset
having the conversation.
No, I'm just telling
to
people
say garbage.
I'm just telling people, like, how I feel about Bumgarner. I'm not trying to advocate him. I don't think anyone should go trade for him right now. This is a horrible time, and frankly,
here's some names.
I just want him to build up value so I can trade him away.
I got you some names here. Cesar Hernandez or Bumgarner?
Bumgarner.
Me too. Brian Dozier or Bumgarner?
Bumgarner.
Me too. Ian Desmond or Bumgarner?
Bumgarner.
Desmond for me. Posey.
Bumgarner.
Me too. Grandall. Yeah, catcher. Eric Hosmer. I go Bumgarner.
Bumgarner.
Here's some interesting ones. Elvis Andrus.
That's a pretty good one. I'd still go Bumgarner, though.
I'm taking Elvis. Schwarber.
Bumgarner.
Schwarber. Profar.
Profar.
Me too. Braun.
Bumgarner.
Yep. Piscotty.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's close. Biscotti is a super not sexy name, but he definitely is getting it done.
What about Piscotti? Because you called him Biscotti.
I called
him
Biscotti. Hey, Biscotti.
Biscotti.
You put the hard P on there, Boggs. I did. You told me I couldn't put hard P's on it, so I took the P off.
Well, hard P is what I don't do anymore. weak P.
After that, what was that?
Kidney
stone?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You still have nightmares about that, by the way?
You know what? It's funny, because I remember thinking I would rather stub my pinky toe every single day for the rest of my life than have one. And then I stubbed my pinky toe the other day, and I was like,
oh, I wish I had a rock going through my...
Well, no. This is the worst ever. And then I must have, like, some of it must have gone away. But I do remember it being the worst pain I've ever had in my life. And that wasn't even passing it. Passing it wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't, you know, going on a roller coaster or fun or anything. But it was not nearly as bad as it going from, like, my kidney to my bladder was the worst. It's like someone dragging razor blades down your back and you can't do anything about it. So, anyway, Stephen Piscott.
Anyway, let's talk about something fun. I think that one could go either way. If you needed the outfield, you needed the bat, I could see doing it.
Carlos Santana.
Baumgartner.
Me too. Aaron Hicks, though.
Baumgartner.
Aaron Hicks is hurt right now. You'd rather have Baumgartner?
Yeah, I think so, because Hicks is hurt. And I think with the Hicks stuff, it just brought back old bad memories of injuries. Like, how much is this going to be a problem this year?
All right, here are some names that are lower ranked, but I think you'll take ahead of Baumgartner. So that was kind of like the guys right behind him. Brandon Nimmo.
Probably. That one's close.
Okay. Either way. I would take Nimmo. Meadows, Austin Meadows, hitting leadoff now for the Rays.
Yeah, I'm pretty jacked up about Meadows. I'd probably go get Meadows.
Paul DeJong hitting .300 for the Cardinals 2 days in a row.
Boy, I don't want. We're going to talk about the Cardinals next segment, and I don't want to do that. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't know. I think either way, I'd probably go Baumgartner.
Okay, Buxton.
Ooh. Baumgartner.
You take Baumgartner over Buxton, really?
So, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised by that. Kepler?
I don't know Baumgartner.
Oh, my God.
Where did you have Senzel. Kepler preseason?
Senzel.
Baumgartner. Senzel's hurt. He's never going to play. You're taking Matt guys Olson. That I had in the 180s, Bogman. I didn't have Baumgartner in the 200s.
Matt Olson.
In 2 weeks, I'll do that.
Domingo.
I don't take Domingo. Domingo's something else right now. Domingo had his third bomb on Friday.
Winker.
I'd take Baumgartner. You, I mean, I'm telling you.
Scooter.
I would take Baumgartner. Scooter's out for like 11 more weeks.
Polanco?
Maybe Polanco. All right. We've done 400 names here, and you're picking guys that are in like my 160, 170s.
What about Eduardo Escobar?
Maybe Eduardo. I like it. All right, enough of it.
What about?
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be the advocate for Madison Baumgartner, but what I want to say is that he might be able to right some of this ship. There's going to be gross ones, and here's the problem. He's going to get no pass this year. He could rattle off 7 straight games where he's got like a low 3 ERA and he gets like 5 quality starts out of there and 4 wins and he's striking out guys. He has one blow up and everybody is going to go, there it is. He's done. It's all over. He will get no passes. So I think you have to be tactical about when you do it. This is not the time. We did the public poll and almost 70% don't believe in it. You're going to have to get 3 under your belt. And then I would test the waters, because if I'm moving Baumgartner, I think the reason you took Baumgartner in drafts, Boggs, is because of the ceiling, that potential, because he's done it before. The velocity is dropping, but we've seen these guys return back to form. This is a guy that had been like the number 5 starting pitcher in all of baseball before. So that's why you did it. You don't just go trade him for, I don't know, some Brian Dozier. You don't do that. You're trading him to try to get max value. That's the risk. That's a lottery take. You don't play insurance. You don't go play blackjack and then you buy insurance and pay for insurance. You don't get roto insurance, Bogman. You play it out. You play the thing out. You risk it. Be a man. That's what you do with Madison Baumgartner. Be a goddamn man.
No, you don't. You trade him the second he has 3 good starts in a row.
That's what I said, but that's what I said. You build up the value.
Okay.
Like the Diamondbacks did with AJ Pollock.
All I can think about it is
we're
going to
talk
ridiculous.
About that. I know. We're going to talk about that. Thank you. Trying to save that. We're going to talk about the next segment. Yeah.
Whatever.
Saw AJ Pollock bringing in 3
I'm
runs
going to
for the Diamondbacks.
Junior right now. All right.
How are you going to do
Shut
it?
Shut your mouth.
Well, I'll do like 3 segments with you on the phone. AJ Pollock also had he had a homer, and as you can tell when we're recording this, is he just drove in 2 after hitting a homer. This is this shoving at the Diamondbacks face. It's unbelievable.
Sucks. Whatever. What were we talking about?
Would you trade Zach Greinke for Madison Baumgartner?
You have hated the Diamondbacks for a lot. You're a Cubs fan. You love Kershaw. You love Baumgartner. What is your problem?
I don't love Baumgartner.
You love Baumgartner.
I want to maximize the value.
You want to own, trade everyone. If you're in a league with the Welsh, trade him Baumgartner.
I don't want to buy your Baumgartner because you're going to want too much.
I mean, you're apparently giving away Piscotty for him, so.
I didn't say that. I'm not giving up my Piscotty for Bumgarner. I'm going to fleece you if you're going to make me take your Bumgarner. That's the difference, but that's why you hold out. This is one of those guys. He's not, I mean, guys like Robbie Ray are going to be getting into this territory. Guys that have built up so much distrust. AJ Pollock is one of those guys. I mean, this Diamondback series the Dodgers are on, you might want to consider floating your AJ Pollock out there, because when he plays the Diamondbacks, that value is never going to be higher.
Gonna have to go on Crestor after this. What's series Crestor? Here? I think it's cholesterol medication.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna have to go on that stuff after this series here.
Because of the Diamondbacks and your anger, or because of the Carl's Jr.?
Because of Carl's Jr.
Can you believe we're already experiencing this in baseball season? Would you have this much anger if the Steelers lost on the first game of the season?
Well, they tied the Browns this year, so.
Oh, but that,
I think I would.
Nah, you spun that. You're like, ah, it's fine.
I still spun the playoffs.
Yeah, you spun
that.
Well,
it wasn't fine. They missed the playoffs by a game.
But I'm saying at the time you spun it. You didn't go into a tailspin.
Why do you think I see the world through rose-colored glasses? Why do you think that of me?
I don't. Only with the Steelers and your teams.
No, I don't see that with the Steelers. I'm miserable with the Steelers.
Well, now you're miserable because they don't have any players.
Yeah, they don't have any players. They don't have the league leader in passing yards in Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner.
I got those guys.
They don't have Pro Bowlers. Like I say that the Steelers can make the playoffs, and you're like, well, you're just so nice about this stuff. Like, no, they can make the playoffs.
I told you.
Automatically go.
You need optimism. You should be optimistic.
I need food.
You should.
What I need right now. I need to be shoveling it down my fat gullet.
Ooh,
because I'm so mad.
Fox, you could spin this entire thing on its axis. Why don't you do Postmates and have them bring you Carl's Jr.?
Because it's like $15. Then you also have to tip.
But somebody just paid you
$10.
You're in the green.
$10.
So that'll pay for your food.
Cost me $35 to get Carl's Jr. delivered to my house.
$35. Give me a break.
I'm not kidding. I bet you that it would be close to that.
100%. On the break, pull up the app and see what it would be.
Okay.
You do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
When we come back here, we're going to have to talk
about
Goldie.
Hopefully I die.
I've been saying this is going to be a problem. We did a project. I can't even talk right now. Prediction?
What word are you trying to get?
My face is red right now, and I'm trying to hold back the anger. We did a prediction show where I had been saying it for a while, and we just put pen to paper that Paul Goldschmidt, as I watch a ball hit off the face of the catcher of the Diamondbacks, how embarrassing. That I said Paul Goldschmidt's going to be the MVP. And then you and I both agreed in the prediction show that Paul Goldschmidt's going to be the MVP. We had approximately 24 hours to enjoy Paul Goldschmidt not getting a hit and striking out in his debut. And then what we're going to talk about here in a minute, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem because Paul Goldschmidt, what's the worst case scenario? My Twitter is so blown up right now because of this, because we are now completely associated with this is ridiculous, the amount of notifications I have because of what Goldschmidt did. Yep. Oh, everybody. Oh, this is unbelievable. This is embarrassing. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to hone in the anger. So Bogman, you are going to check the Postmates and see what Carl's Jr. is like. Maybe we'll do a live radio version of our Carl's Jr. You can do the video while we're on the radio and then post it up. That would be pretty, pretty awesome. Let's see what Postmates is. And then we'll talk about that. We're going to go through some actual fantasy baseball stuff. We're going to go through the rest of what went down on Friday, more implications. Guys have been pretty solid. And then in the final hour, we got to talk about a little bit about the football, Bogman. Players being given away for free? Just free?
Yeah, basically.
You want a running back? Six-round pick. That's all it costs. That's all you need to do. Retiring tight ends. The 49ers. You see that John Lynch and Shanahan openly have been talking about how they were in and trying to get Odell Beckham. Like, can you just not do that? Can you not talk about how we could have had him?
They admitted it. Impeach them.
Put them in jail. All right.
Put them in jail.
We're back. Jail. Things are going to be a problem soon. So don't go anywhere. It's in this league. So much fun.